Homeless Idea. It's 2022.
So happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Shay.
Happy New Year, Colin.
Without a sound check or anything like that, hopefully everything sounds okay.
Hopefully everything sounds all right, man.
Perfect. So just a lot of things, man. People are probably wondering how you got in today.
With Judas Priest, Sad Wings of Destiny.
Okay. It's probably pretty cold.
It was deadly cold on the way here. It was like road hockey the entire way, but like on ice. Okay. Ice road hockey.
Beautiful.
It was black ice the whole way.
See the correlation.
Yeah, and it was riding a Specialized that Chris got back from me, like a boomerang. My bike got stolen, but it got brought back. So.
Oh, very nice. It's kind of a Christmas nice. Gift then.
It is kind of a Christmas
gift. Oh, thanks for asking. How I got in today. Yeah, it's I came in shagging on the back of BC Transit on my snowboard.
On the way back?
Down. Oh, yeah, back of it. Yep, all the way down.
That was you, eh?
Oh, rad. Yeah. Anyway, got lots to talk about today, buddy. I haven't been back in a while. Sorry, my voice is a little bit bad. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold.
He was just shouting.
Yeah, exactly. Just ranting.
At me.
And I'm the new Hulk. Shay. Yeah.
I'm the Hulk, apparently.
Yeah.
This guy's hoarse from screaming.
Yeah. That's how we run it here, like Jane Jameson at,
Just want to say hello to Chris Reitz out there in Oakland. Hope you're still listening, Chris, and I hope that you're still listening there, John, in Newfoundland.
Yeah, we got a lot of you were ripping off some countries there that we're now played in. 17% in the States.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Well, we got Taiwan kind of added on our thing, and
pretty cool
to have
people
listeners all around the world listening to us.
Thank you very much.
Basically, what we do is we're the homeless idea, and we talk about the homelessness and what happens.
And how the hell can our government not fix poverty?
Yeah, and it's fixable, and we've got a lot of solutions, Shay. They've endorsed a lot of our solutions, used them in the past.
It's 12:45 here in Victoria. I don't know where that music is coming from.
Yeah. Oh, that's the background. That's the beautiful planet Earth video that was playing.
Beautiful.
That's
how we roll on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
In Victoria, wild and crazy.
Partiers.
Wild and crazy.
Yeah. I think I had an ice wine. Yeah, it was beautiful.
There's some. Yeah.
So now we've got Christmas went by, and there's a lot of donations that went in and everything, and thanks to the people of Victoria for doing that and caring that much, although probably they're giving it to the wrong people.
Hold on a second now.
It is the wrong people, Shay, and these societies that aren't doing anything or just claiming that they're doing good things and wonderful things. We'll go over the program and everything like that. And you want to bring any of your topics up in your experience.
A summary of what did happen this year. I want to say right now off the top that a group of people has come together to help me get indoors. So I am currently housed on market, rental housing. Place cost me $14.50 a month. So it's like I'm actually paying rent in my own pad now.
Okay, so not under the control of Kool-Aid or PHS or OP,
no.
Or our place.
And it has residential tenancy agreements.
Okay, so and are you happy there?
So far, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. You're allowed Tony there.
Tony's allowed, so it's huge, you know.
Yeah, that's huge. It's your boy. That's awesome. And you got in there. You got at a. Yeah, we had that little kind of run-in, little hiccup there for a little while. But you got into housing how long after kind of needing it?
Weekend? We needed it for like 3 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 3 years. Yeah, I needed it. When you need that 3 years ago?
Right, 3 years ago. And then it wouldn't have been so traumatic going back in.
Yeah. How long did it take you now to get the help to get into a place?
Well, I was very lucky, man. After, this last incident there where I was, what's the word for it? On ice?
Yeah, you're tied up.
Right. For that time, that was kind of just,
Is there a summer holiday? Let's call it. Right?
I don't know. Yeah. I wouldn't call it a summer holiday.
Yeah.
I think it was more like fucking gulag.
Yeah. Winter. Oh, I could see it from that perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
So, and plus, you know, there's so much more to be done than just to like.
But did you go through a BC housing? Did you have the colleagues kind of team up and come together? What happened? How did you get into that housing? Did you take it under your own?
I had some close, I guess some good people that are good Victorians.
Yep.
Who are like, you know, amongst the other good great Victorians out here.
There's a lot
that just are fed up with seeing the bullshit. So they helped me out with getting some housing and they slapped their name down on the lease and said, you know, we believe that this person is worth taking a shot with. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're not under any supportive housing.
No. No.
Excellent. Okay. No. So you fall under the residential tenancy.
So does the, that's the thing that I wanted to bring up too, is the people that are in BC housing right now,
part of a program,
who are the ones who are in supportive housing.
Yeah.
Actually do fall under the Residential Tenancy Act.
Okay.
Supportive housing falls under the Residential Tenancy Act.
Okay.
So, I'll say that again. Supportive housing does fall under the Residential Tenancy Act. If they have you sign a program lease agreement, that program lease agreement is not enforced. And I'm not a lawyer. I can't give you legal advice. But I'm going to tell you that you can take that to the bank. The RTA stands over any program. So if people, if you live in supportive housing, and they're giving you a hard time, you can use the RTA to your advantage, or to, you know, the referee, as the referee.
So. Well, it's handy to know because, you know, we're part of a program here, and I don't see any growth. I don't see any kind of plan to get out of it. I don't know who to talk to. Who do we talk to, right? You're kind of stuck in the mud with these guys.
You talk to the Residential Tenancy Board.
Yeah.
And you can take them to arbitration, just like any landlord and tenant agreement. Yeah. So if they try to impose things on you, like blocking your guests or all this stuff in the supportive housing, read the Residential Tenancy Act.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know, Google it, guys, and check it out. It's in your favor. There's like 47. Man, when I was doing my law course there's probably like 36 breaches that those all the service providers are breaching.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot of, there's a lot.
There's a lot of bullyism going on. There's a lot of, you know, when Paul's was run by Kool-Aid, there were 7 cameras. When being taken over by PHS, now there's 37 and gates on their doors. They're gated. So it's like minimum security jail.
Well, they didn't have any openings. Remember, like, when the Travel Lodge was getting closed and the whole bit, like, there was no openings, and then all of a sudden it got filtered into this new openings, all of a sudden it was like, it got absorbed.
But there were no openings, but when they had the fire at your place at the Comfort Suites, they had 8 rooms open.
Yeah. Yeah, they switched some people around. They have evacuated me.
Yeah.
Then evicted me.
Yeah, there were 11 people who got evacuated, 8 people got housing.
So this is another thing.
Or in the Comfort Suites. So that means there was 8 places available, right? Just saying.
This is a last year thing, and going into the new year, definitely plan on bringing some sort of legal challenge. I think that there is an easy win here, honestly, as far as human rights are concerned.
Yeah, but there's no lawyer in Victoria that's going to stand up to.
Well, maybe we have to stand up. Maybe we have to stand up. Maybe we have to, like, actually
file it ourselves.
Yeah, and I mean, we have to decently intelligent. I mean, enough to just present an obvious case.
Yes,
I think that the actions of the bylaw and the actions of the you know, powers that be. There's multiple fouls. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's they're shutting off the water during the pandemic. They turned down the showers.
They turned off water. You know, we didn't have bathrooms for a week and a half.
They told us that there was going to be camping until the end of COVID.
Yeah.
And then they shut us down for a deadline to end homelessness. And then they made the people that are on the other side of that deadline that didn't get housing because there was no really initiative to house them anyways. They made those the bad guys. These are the bad guys now. Right? If you didn't get into housing by this time, then the bad guys are the people who are homeless now. Which was there is like there is no morph. There is no like Wayne's World wave.
They put a restriction on a gentleman from Paul's that got shot for or got charged for shooting disarming or a firearm. It was a flare gun up in the air.
Firing off a flare gun.
Part of his condition of release was you can't go within 50 meters of Paul's motoring.
These he lived happen. There. Yep, these things happen.
Yeah, but he lived there.
And they happen, you know.
You'd say you can't go away 50 meters from Paul's, wouldn't you? But he couldn't go there, so he didn't have a place. They kicked him out. By the time he got back from the police station, they already had his eviction papers. How did they know what the outcome with the police were?
This is one of those conditions where they say that you cannot return to the place of your residence.
Or they red zone you, it's called.
Red zone you from your own address.
Yeah, from your own address.
I don't know. I don't know how many people in the world right now listening have a police force that will ban or red zone you from your own address. I don't know if you've ever been arrested and then not
be able to return to your own place.
No.
Nobody else lives with
call
you.
The cops, we'll come and pack your shit for you, and you have to call us and wait there until we get there.
Yeah. Yeah, and we won't let you in, and nobody else will, or we'll evict them.
Or you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their solution. And that's not that's not favorable for the people on the street to know that they could be just treated so quickly and so turned on so quickly, even in the foulest weather, right? We've gone through a stretch here where it's, not mildly cold. It's bloody cold, right?
It's wicked out there. And they're still going down and harassing the guys that... are out there, and listen,
got a great
man.
Video.
If thanks, but I'll put that up on the YouTube or whatever. But if honestly, man, if I didn't have the support that I have right now, I would be out there freezing my ass off. I'd probably be here.
Yep, you wouldn't have your boy with you. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have the luxury of ride the. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, for sure, I'm.
You're blessed.
So, I am blessed.
So thanks to the people who allowed that to happen. From the bottom of my heart, I say thanks.
You bet.
Help somebody, kind of really collected your head. It would have been it was an angry email when you weren't housed, and then once you were housed, it's been no more. Right?
So what do you do now? Here I am. Obviously, you got to expose what's going on out there to the rest of the masses. I mean, like.
Oh yeah, like The foundations that they have right now, there's nothing leading out of any of them. They're just throwing them in houses and not doing anything. The times that they have a problem with these housing agencies is when you start creating work for them. That's what they don't want. They start disliking you immensely, right? You start creating work for them, they don't like you. That's they're a lazy buncher.
I find that they try and make you...
Belittle you?
Well, what they're trying to do is honestly turn your brain to mush so they can spoon feed you for the rest of eternity. I don't know. They really play games with your heads. I don't know Kool-Aid. They're brutal.
Yeah. Well, Kool-Aid's got a nasty rumor going around about their life insurance policies on every person that goes through that door, and that's why they're allowing so many people that do the down through the doors. Is because those are the people who are at high risk and most likely to pass away with an OD. So just an FYI. And there's a lot of agencies that have taken ship on the same policies. They kind of suck, but they are what they are. They're apparently legal, right?
So what you're saying right now?
Every person in that building in Kool-Aid Society has a $100,000 life insurance policy on them. Yes. Let's run through Kool-Aid.
So here, this is an interesting. So let's find out more about that subject.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, man.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
Hey. And she's like all nervous. She sticks her hands in her.
I'm sitting here in the center of the universe with Brittany, at the Bottle Depot, on Princess, the center of the universe.
Princess.
Yeah.
The center of the universe.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Feels like it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So you moved from the Travelodge into the a new place. How was the move?
Capital City Center. The next day, they're going to pack the rest of my stuff and send it to me.
Did they do that? No, not yet. Yeah, I know.
They didn't send me all my stuff, and then they threw it all out. And I wasn't allowed to bring furniture with me here.
So, okay, what were we talking about earlier? Were we talking about...
You're talking about going to treatment.
How do you see that in the hotel? Is that something they're helping you with, or is it something that you have to do on your own?
It's a new subject between me and the lady that's temporarily the head leader there, Bianca. But she's literally going on medical leave in a week, so...
They're offering some support, but not like...
I asked for it.
You asked for it. That's good. Yeah. Now, are they like readily able to offer support, or is it something that seems to have to slap together at the last minute to try and get you support? Is it
Sure, yet. Like, I asked them about it, and then there's different options. Not many, because I'm female.
There's not too many opportunities because you're female?
Yeah, I feel like there's more options for men out here for treatment.
Really?
Than there's for females.
Okay. All right, well... So this is something, not really. I mean, just tell me more about that. Like,
well, because the TRC treatment center that my partner goes to, it's all men.
Right.
No females.
They won't allow females there?
No.
And you're talking about the
old juvenile detention center.
Yeah, yeah.
On Old Island Highway.
I think you gotta get sentenced there. Don't you have to get bail there or something? Isn't it?
Negative.
No, you can just go in there.
There's people there that have gone in there and said, "I want to do this treatment willingly," because not all of it's just about becoming uninstitutionalized.
For sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
There's different programs and stuff they have for certain types of. Depending on their situation, different types of situations.
Yeah, for sure. So there's just not, you don't find there's enough options for a single female trying to get cleaned up. I mean,
yeah, and I feel like I'm just swept under the rug ever since I moved into one of these buildings. Honestly.
So you don't feel a lot of support then?
No, and it was my first time being homeless too.
So what do you think you have to do, like? Combat that. I mean, like, you have to obviously, you want to try to get some social
help. I mean, like, obviously, if I want to do it, I gotta do it, right?
But it's pretty hard if you don't have
support. I gotta press really hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? I have to, like,
even make
I feel like sometimes I'm even pestering some of the people that work there. Like,
well, don't feel that way. Don't feel
irritated
that way at all.
Or whatever, because they're having a bad day and they bring what they're dealing with at home to work, and it's not.
Well, hey, Brittany, if you need some help with that, maybe I can help you out with it. I don't know.
That would be cool.
You know? Yeah, I can do that.
Because I don't.
No, I can make phone calls for you.
I have, like, solid.
I can make phone calls for you and try and branch out for you if you like. No problem.
That would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody steals my phone every time I get one.
If that's a big problem there?
I feel like all these people are here, they're either working together or it's just, like, domino effects that way.
So you feel really isolated then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Just I'm isolated. From Souk.
Yeah, so you're not. Yeah, no, I hear that. I've been to Big City, Victoria now.
And right before I moved out here, actually, I lived in Shirley. And I was a faller.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were working in the bush before?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why I can blow snot rockets so well.
What kind of saw?
I don't remember. I got a brain injury. That's.
Oh, shit.
Why I'm on disability in the first place. And then I started using.
So you're looking for more like a live-in treatment center?
I would prefer that, yeah, because I would love to be out of the building that I'm in.
Well, Brittany, hey, I'll help you out with that, and I'll branch out for sure, and I know where you're at the city center, so thanks for being on the homeless idea.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Sorry,
cool. Thanks, Brittany. So, all right, I think we're recording now. Homeless idea.
Yeah, and it's still episode.
I don't know. I don't have a note.
We lost count.
I think we're in the 50s now.
We got into the 50s?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's kind of a good 2022 news for me anyway. I didn't know we were that high.
We have a little Spotify blurb that talks about our 2021, and it was actually not bad besides the COVID. Besides the COVID, it was all right.
Yeah, the hoax. Anyway, Shay, how did you get into anybody?
Double vaccinated and with a hobble.
Yeah, and
I wiped out on my BMX today.
More stuff yet to
went
come.
Straight down in the snow. Boom, bang, knee into the cement. Ugh.
Yeah, is it because you're like dizzy from the vaccination, or?
No, it's because I wiped out on my BMX.
Okay, but and just in the
snow.
In
the snow, yeah, I should have.
Okay,
been
yeah, that's kind of good. Thanks for asking. But how did I get in today? Basically, on the New Year's resolution kind of bandwagon. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's, like, pretty big.
You know what? It's, well, the New Year's resolution bandwagon, it's, you know what? You make a bunch of promises yourself.
Like city council.
You wait for a special day to make all these promises that you can't fulfill.
Yeah, like city council. They do that, like, all year long. They make
the yeah, resolutions. You know. Hey, I just pulled city council in one day what they
New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
So... That's I've heard that this Stephen Andrew Joker is going to be running for
you. You know what? What I heard that tonight by a volunteer at a church, and he said, and I told him the story about the barbecue where Stephen Andrew said that, you know, to the people in the homeless people in Oakland, that he was going to give a barbecue
walk up and down the street with my sign.
Stephen Andrew was going to put on a barbecue for the homeless people for helping them. Well, the homeless people went out and helped him put up his signs.
Hot dogs and
he
hamburgers.
Got elected, and guess what? No barbecue.
No barbecue.
Didn't even show up. Didn't even respond with a thank you. Evil. You know what? Yep. Anybody who votes that jerk in might as well listen to Adam Herling.
Right? He does do a lot of hyping on
they love each other.
Yeah. It's bad. Yeah. Pretty bad. Yeah. And then they attack. There's a certain portion of people that they attack that...
You know why they want you out of Beacon Hill so badly?
Well, because I was the mayor.
So they go to the woods.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, so here we're talking about the supportive housing thing.
Yeah, and that's kind of a pickup from our New Year's kind of thing, right, Shay? And you had a really good thing that you pulled up on a website.
All right, so I'm going to hope that this is going to keep
and
recording.
I'm in supportive housing right now, stage 2, I think it's called, with Pacifica, right?
You are?
Yes, and I thought I was part of a program.
No, there's a program rumor that they tell people you're part of, you signed this contract agreement that you're part of a program.
Yes.
I think the program would be, if it was anything, would be to kind of introduce you into BC Housing, because that's where you're supposed to belong to. You're supposed to be going into BC Housing anyways. It's supposed to be a long-term BC Housing thing. You're supposed to be elevated up into BC Housing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was always the agreement that they that was always the road that they, you know, paved.
Yeah, and I've heard nothing in my tenure.
There's been no, like, there's been not really any, no, it's just once you get into the, fall into the cracks, you just stay in that crack.
Stay in that rut for a long time till you,
and there's no support. Tire. There's lots of safe supply there, which is good.
Yeah, you know, it's a wet building where I am.
Yeah, well, it's just good to have this safe supply. It's amazing that they have a safe supply. It's a good thing. But it's the problem with it is
that's
that
another topic, safe supply.
There's no way out. There's no way out. There's no way options for people to have better lives. There's no way for people to try and do something better with their lives.
Yeah, we're in Canada, for heaven's sakes, and you know what?
There's no opportunities. There's no opportunities for anybody to actually get supported. So there's not really any supportive housing going on.
And addiction is really a part of homelessness, as just as much as mental health, you know?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And those are all aspects of homelessness, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So supportive housing does fall under the RTA. I'm just going to refer people to the website here.
So the Residential Tenancy Act supersedes, obviously, because you can't make a law. You know what? They almost sound like bylaw, don't they? And making up their laws and thinking that they come over a charter for some strange reason.
This is what the classbc.net people say. It's HTTPS, sending a happy face. classbc.net
okay
slash I think it is.
Okay, you know, so we're not gonna give out the info, but
no, it's classbc.net, just a nonprofit housing and the Residential Tenancy Act would be the one you want to Google. Supportive housing is protected under the RTA as of July 14th, 2021. This is what these people say, and I believe this is a legal group. This is also this watchdog of basically the RTA and the act.
Okay. And,
right. So they're just, you know.
So they're kind of a governance.
Yeah. There's, they don't seem to be too, there seems to be pretty official. Right?
Okay.
So, I completely trust what they're saying. This is, they base it on the residents.
Yeah. They're not going to be posting stuff on their website as a corporation or a society, falsely claiming something that's not. So
let's just see what they say. The Residential Tenancy Act, the Residential Tenancy Act is a source of the law that outlines the rights and responsibilities of both the tenants and landlords in British Columbia. While the RTA seeks to balance the rights of landlords and tenants, it provides a benefit to tenants which would not otherwise exist. The RTA applies to all tenancies in British Columbia unless the living accommodation is exempt under the RTA. Is nonprofit housing exempt from RTA? Nonprofit housing may or may not be exempt from the RTA. Whether nonprofit housing is exempt from the RTA depends on a few factors. This leads to confusion for tenants and nonprofit housing providers alike. Many nonprofit housing providers may not be aware that the RTA applies to a living accommodation they provide or manage, or simply fail to apply it appropriately. However, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Tenants are entitled to all housing rights set out in the RTA unless the nonprofit housing provider falls under an exemption outlined in the RTA. Which is, you know what? Now this is the thing. There is no exemption. That's a very broad statement. Okay.
Yes.
It's under the RTA. There's no program agreement. It says clearly the act applies.
The law is made to change to make it.
It is crucial that non-profit housing providers correctly determine whether the RTA applies to the living to that living accommodation before entering into agreements with it. Entering into agreements with the tenants. However, they do not always do so. Transitional housing is exempt. But is your housing truly transitional? So this is maybe, when I went into Kool-Aid.
I think that we agreed that we're part of the program, I think.
No, you are under supportive housing. You are at Pacific Housing, you are under supportive housing. You fall under, in the water.
Okay, that's probably why they're a lot better than the other places.
Yeah,
like, these guys are leagues beyond PHS or Kool-Aid, right? Leagues.
No, brother, this is the same thing that PHS and Kool-Aid are all using. They're all using this program. Now, this is another point.
Hello, Ross.
See you, Ross. This is another thing I wanted to bring up. Now, the BC government, which is BC Housing, and the BC RTA, okay, the Resident Tenancy Act, that's a government, that's a law. If BC Housing is going to fund service providers that are going to make up program agreements that aren't in conjunction with the RTA,
yeah.
Right, then we're funding lawbreakers. Like, these guys are literally making up fairy tales, and they're denying tenants' rights that they have,
okay with it.
And we're literally going backwards, and we're funding them. Do you understand?
Yes.
So these guys are literally breaking the law, and the government's saying that's okay, we'll fund them. Because nobody's even looking at the fact that people are getting evicted and there's no eviction policies.
Yeah, well, look how you got evicted. That was just.
I was evacuated. I was evacuated. That I was evicted.
Grossly. And,
and I still got, look at this in my ruins of my stuff right now.
Let me add, they had, okay, of 11 evacuees out of the Comfort Inn, okay, and it was Kool-Aid, right? Correct?
Kool-Aid.
Okay, Kool-Aid. They had 8 available rooms in the building.
I don't know when. I think they had 4 or something like that. There was 4 rooms
but
empty.
But 8 people out of the 11.
No, there was 4 people displaced out of it. That I know that we got kicked out the outdoors.
Okay, I heard.
The other guys, 3 guys were allowed back in after the 4 days. I was told you're punted. You're out of the program.
Yeah.
So and this is a program.
Yes.
Okay, but the thing is during that time, right before that time, this is when Kool-Aid, that tower, the one that I was at, turned into a supportive housing building.
Or
at the same time. I was under supportive housing when they burned that place down on me.
Okay, so Kool-Aid would be in their right mind.
They knew that this guy is like, you know, probably, I don't know, maybe I was a little bit too ambitious in hoping to get the condo, the keys to the condo, you know, I don't know.
That was just a gross misjustice, that one situation. But like I said before, in the intro with Justin and Amanda over at PHS.
Well, for fuck's sake, it's not like you're going into a condo here, by the way. You're going into this hotel where they treat you like you're literally like human stew. It's just gross. It's like a hospital atmosphere. There's no community supportive. You're not allowed to have any visitors in your room. Yeah. It's very fucking like room check. It's not like your own fucking place.
You walk into your room and you walk into a hallway.
It's brutal.
Where we walk out.
Staff play jokes on the fucking people. You get high in there. They think, oh yeah, here's your safe supply. So you get high. Yeah, sure, fuck. And then they fuck with your head completely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They play little games with you. And it's just like,
And I've heard that. And you know what? Just like, you remember the nurses at the Jubilee that were, you know, kind of betting on how many beers that the indigenous person had because he was intoxicated.
I didn't hear anything like that.
So it's that kind of game that these people are playing, and that is.
I don't know.
That is
no.
What I saw, man, is
they play head games with you.
Yes.
They sneak around outside your room and they do that.
My favorites.
I literally had to mount a camera outside my door and I seen them fucking. I caught them fucking sneaking around a guy's door, and I went out there. What the fuck are you guys doing, man? Like, she's my French. I'm sorry, but it's not French. It's not French, but thanks for that. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's the passion. That's what happens when you know what, because that brings up some old bad memories, and I'm sorry about that. It has to do that, but in order to change the future, you have to kind of sometimes bring up that. So sorry about that. But
I hope we're still recording here. Jeez, I hope we're still yapping on.
We're on fire.
Recording in progress. Okay, so we're good. We're still good. We're still live here.
So thank God. So in you know what? And that's your situation. That's one situation. Let's look at how many the most vulnerable. Okay, the most vulnerable in Canada. Like I say, the black eye. We still have women. We still have seniors.
Oh, yeah.
And we still have the military, like people who served in our military. You know, looking at gunfire. On the street, all these
we've got people in Canada that are Canadian citizens, right? That are born here, that are multinational,
and now
of all races, all creeds, all colors. It doesn't matter once you hit the poverty line, as Ice-T says, no lives matter, man. It's true.
Yes.
So once you hit the poverty line, it doesn't matter. We're all there. You know, it crosses all borders. So, once you hit that line, man, you're systemically, like, you can't get up.
Yes. Now, you know, you look at our place, and it's another company that I wouldn't fund or give my charity money to personally. You know what I mean? Even though they're trying to do good, they're not what they used to. They're not doing what they. But in saying that, that is as busy as it was post-pandemic. Two years ago, it is as busy now.
Absolutely.
And why? Because of this COVID hoax.
With half the services.
And we've got now people who were generally on the brink of being homeless, now homeless. And there are more people now, Shay, homeless.
Well, this deadline to end homelessness, all that was...
What a joke. Kool-Aid, banner right outside the Queen's here, outside on the mustard seat, on the Douglas. On Douglas.
Yeah, well...
End homelessness. They're never going to end it with 41% of the population of Victoria working in the industry called poverty. There's no way that these governmental pen pushers are ever going to cure they're going to work themselves out of a job.
There's no society that's magical, like, you know, yellow brick road over on the other side society where people can cross into either. Nothing's being offered. Well, how about some college education or some peer business, peer-to-peer stuff? Exactly.
Yeah.
Or anything, whatever a person really wants to achieve, help them at least get some baby steps in that direction.
Yeah, right? there is absolutely no, you know what, there are favoritism, and just like in the building at whether it be a Kool-Aid at PHS.
Why is it got to be room checks until fucking people, somebody you find them dead?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I
do. Do you know how many people they find dead?
I know, man. I've lost my friends, dude. I just lost a friend.
Yeah. They find very memorable, but Chris, you know what? Usually we're a tight community.
Love you,
Newman. Yes, and you know what? To all the people that we've lost, I mean, it's the overdoses are happening behind closed doors. They're not happening on the street, right?
Well, there's room checks on him all the time.
Yeah.
Chris is gone now.
Yeah.
You know, rest your soul, rest in peace.
You know what? It's and to our co-host, Ross, who died at the Vic West shelter on Russell.
Yeah, man.
Is there same any thing. Inquiry? He was complaining.
He was complaining. He was in physical, obvious, you know, visual pain. Like the guy, you could see that Russ was suffering, and they didn't do anything to the last minute. So, you know, he literally keeled over, right? So, I mean.
So, yeah, where's the onus of responsibility, and who bucks up for that? What do we just kind of cough it up and go, okay, you know what? Mistake. It's only a homeless guy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what they expect. It's just another guy dying on the sidewalk in front of the place.
Victoria is all about.
Yeah, man. They don't even give a shit.
Come on. And Lisa Helps running around.
We've watched them. We've watched them. We've watched those guys. We've watched those outreach workers, whatever the fuck they call themselves. Yes. We've watched them fucking literally pull out a broom and fucking mop after someone's, you know, goes off in an ambulance. Yes. You know, like, come on now. They don't give a shit.
No. No, you know what? It you see the now you have to go to our place. You have to go through a gate. The security has to open a gate.
I don't even go to our place, man.
Yeah, it pales me. You know, kind of, and what they do. And you look at the Johnson Building. Okay, it was run by Kool-Aid, now run by PHS. There's been 80 deaths since 2016 in the Johnson Building. That is it's a gross number. What is happening? Why can't they control this?
Well, yeah, that's some time.
Yes, number one is housing, and I agree with that. But we've always said there should be a better system about housing these people.
Let's go into flowers and fishes, man.
No, we're you know what? I think that
we got lots to talk about, and we do have lots to talk about.
You know what?
It's just we're 20 minutes in already. I mean, we could go on and on. You know?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's so. Shay, give me a, before we go, let's be the homeless solution instead of just the idea. What would be a solution for you, just off the top of your head? I know it's kind of quick and
active. Service care providers, the actual word care provider, there's got to be a lot more peer-to-peer, absolutely.
Amen. There's
got to be much more peer-to-peer work. Obviously, we're going to have the society that we're starting. We've already started. This is going to be the voice of the free radio here, the free Europe, I guess it is, because we are the Street Society also podcast.
But we know what goes on the street. We know what people need.
So we're starting the SOS, the Street Absolutely. Outreach Services, and that's basically going to be peer-to-peer.
And that's one of my revolutions this year, 2020.
Nice, buddy.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But anyway, yeah, the peer-to-peer thing, go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Just might as well throw that out there right now that this is going to be where you're going to be hearing the way, how we're organizing and what we're doing, because this is also going to be, you know, the militant side of us watchdogging for people who need it, man.
And following around by law as they sit there and filming.
Yeah, we're going to be on them.
So you know what, guys. So in saying that, what I would kind of one of my solutions.
We might be running for city council too.
Ah, you know what?
One of us might be.
You know what? Anybody other than that Stephen Andrew clown, and pardon my French, but
yeah, he didn't like a little number I did. The thing is, I didn't do the number. He did the number. it was he put this post up on Twitter. Him walking in the park or something like that, about him walking his dog in the park, and he had come across a syringe and a spoon, and there was a gummy bear there, a THC gummy, and a band, I think, might have been there, I'm not too sure. It was just this picture. It was a really pathetic picture, right? This mess left in the park, right?
Oh, heaven forbid.
And so he says, yeah, and there's like this powder in the spoon that he takes a picture of. And I said,
baking soda.
I said, you know, this has got to be the most like amazing picture that I've ever seen of a reversal of a drug. Like the guy must have had a moment right there, a shining moment from rays of sun, heaven, you know, like sunshine coming down. And yeah, right. And left his drug habit right there because he left the dope in the spoon and walked away from it. And what kind of, like, what, you know, I would do this, one guy on the street. You know, I would be like, I'll take the beer first. I'll have the beer, then I'll quit. You know what I mean? And so, like, I don't think that was realistic.
You throw out your beer instead of just drinking.
Yeah, you don't just empty your beer. You don't, you know, you drink last beer, right?
Yeah.
Anything. You chew your last chocolate bar. Yeah. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Last smoke.
I'll have the last pack of smokes.
I'm going to leave half. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
So, especially to you know, a person who's you know, either an addict.
This is my last vegetarian sandwich.
Stephen, you know, he'd make a horrible mayor and a horrible representative.
My last tofu
for the people. So that's my push for you, pal.
Yeah.
What would I change, Shane?
Well, I don't know. Listen, I'm not going to say the guy. I don't really know his policies too much, but like he's just trollish, man.
It was funny when he was talking to Mayor Helps after he just got elected, and Brash went up there while we're playing frisbee, and he went up to the mayor's door, right up, you know, right up to the sliding glass window, and down at Centen.
Do you have any great coupon?
And he said, "Where's our barbecue?" And he had no answer. He just looked as dumb as he looks, right? But I digress.
At his best moments.
Anyway, what would I change? If I were to, you know, my homeless solution is, and I've got a number of them. One would be if BC is 95% Crown land, let's give some up, whether it be Goldstream, which is a provincial. They're giving up hotels. What to the people who want to live outside, who do not want to be under these, PHS, Kool-Aid, fascist type of run.
Absolutely. You know, this is another jokes thing. There's supposed to be an alternative in both the cases that were mentioned.
Yes.
Okay, in Adams and Shands, right?
Yes.
Both of them, they said that there's supposed to be alternative measures. Like, if there's not parks, there's got to be some place for them to go to, right? And it doesn't necessarily have to be under Section 2. You don't, if your belief and your opinion is that your will is to not go to a shelter because you believe it's unsafe, that's your right as a Canadian citizen.
May I swear for the first and only time in 2022, where the fuck are our lawyers?
Yeah.
Where are the people standing up for the people?
We are them.
Most vulnerable.
We are them.
We have to be those people.
We're calling
that. That's BS.
We're,
okay.
I just left the office. Okay. Doing a podcast now.
So what I would do is I would open up that land and give some land, let some solidarity, let some sovereignty be upon the people if they want sovereignty. We are, you know, under that kind of luxury of being in Canada, one of the best countries in the world, but this black eye called homelessness, got to change. Stephen, you know, whatever his name
he's done.
I'm just going to say, this guy is nothing about helping the homeless. He's going to try and push them out. He's going to try and degrade them. He's going to try and embarrass them.
Yeah, you can't
he's
have
that
him.
He's
can't
a
have
type
it.
Of jerk off.
Can't have it.
And that's not a guy you want leading. But anyway, that's what I would change is open up some land and letting people live freely and openly. And you know, that security of persons is there in their land, and let the people. You don't want to segregate anybody anymore. You can pick your own gender now, yep. kind of thing. These people, okay, the addicts, the mentally...
Going too far.
They want to be segregated.
You think so?
Segregated. Yep. Yes, they do. They want to be left alone, right? A lot of people on the street just want to be left alone.
Yes, they do.
And you know what? Help when help. We got flowers and fish
eggs. I think a lot of them, too, just want to be exactly left alone. And have a quality of life that just would be left alone.
Yeah, just be, you know what, and not judged and not ridiculed. And you know what, they might look funny. They might look a little bit dirty. You know what,
I remember
being a kid and getting dirty was cool.
Yeah.
What happened?
Different strokes for different folks. Yeah. So, you know, you're never going to win over, you know, a million Chinese people.
You still believe in showers and washing your hands.
How about rice? Lots of, you can't win. It's like fighting the tide.
Who do you got flowers for? I told you this guy.
Just like that, eh? After I'm trying to...
You can go fish it.
Make a joke.
You know what? Leeway. Flowers or fish it.
I would say flowers for... For obviously the James Bay United Church, for the warming shelter.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know what? Isn't it funny during this whole COVID hoax that they closed the churches but they left the liquor stores open? Just saying. I digress.
Flowers.
And your flower? Your fish heads?
Oh, my fish heads.
I can go with my flower, but
I think that we've covered the fish heads already.
Huh?
We've covered the fish heads.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, we did.
I guess you see that. Yeah. Okay. So my flowers are actually really heartfelt. My flowers are going to you, buddy. And sorry if you don't like flowers coming from a guy.
Cheers.
But just, you know, let's go have a Steve and Andrew moment.
Thank you. Thank
you for that. Take the flowers. I think it was Jeff
given it. I accept the flowers.
They're yes. Or out of Burley. But anyway, why I say that is you definitely changed a lot and kind of grown up during that hard time and kind of horrific time that you went through, because it was from my place, from what I understand, was pretty treacherous and downhill for you. Where you are today is thanks to the support staff, and the people who like you the most are the people who like the cool cop, you know, not the incredible Hulk, and congratulations to you, like I said before.
Thanks, I think. I think thanks. So
you got some flowers there,
cheers,
buddy.
Buddy.
Okay, right, let's have a good 2022. My fish heads are inevitably, with nearly a clean sweep last year, in 2021, Shannon Perkins and her mismanagement-led bylaw pigs. you know what? A bunch of chicken shits and people who assault people and steal...
Oh.
You know what?
Out. Just wanted to say, if you like the show and you want to contribute, or if you want to support the show, we're on Patreon. And if you go over to Patreon, type in the homeless idea, you can make a donation to the show and show your support. Thanks very much.